Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Born out of members of Motorcade as well as Gasoline Cowboy, the Motts only formed in March, but their debut album is completed and about to be released. Pretty quick by any band standards. Lead singer and guitarist Joel Mulholland is with us in the studio. Welcome along, Joel.
G'day, g'day.
Has it seemed like the whole process has been fast-tracked, or is that just how it looks from outside?
I think it's probably what it looks like from outside, because the songs were brewing at the start of the year, you know, like January, February. That's when the material was written, and sort of the idea for getting the brothers together, it does seem like it came about quickly, but it had been, like, over the last couple of years, we've been sort of talking about it here and there, but never coming into fruition.
So obviously three of the four members are, you're all brothers.
Brothers, yeah.
So has this just been something that you've always been thinking about?
I think so, since we were kids.
Right.
You know, jamming with Dad, we've always thought one day we might get an outlet for the bros to write songs and perform them.
Now, you said that you were writing songs in January and February. I thought you didn't get together till March, or is that...
Well, the songs that we're using are sort of... You know, it's a bunch of everybody's songs, so we were writing stuff that didn't have an outlet, and, you know, the other bands were in, they weren't kind of right for those. So songs were written, but then we got together and got a sort of an outlet for them, with the Motts.
It's a good time for brothers to be forming bands. I mean, there are some big bands at the moment, all made up of brothers, that are doing quite well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of dynamic does it create in the band?
Effortless comes to mind. It's pretty, we're sort of telepathic sometimes with the feels and the music that we can create. We do a lot of jamming.
Do you hold each other down and fart on each other's heads and things like that?
I don't think we've ever done that. I remember I was talking to Eden about it the other day. The last time I sort of beat him up or whatever, had a fight, we were like 10 and 11, because there's only a year and a half between the three of us. Like 3 years between the three of us. But I remember jumping on him and sort of beating him up just as a power trip as an older brother, but... No farts, man. That sounds like a good time-ish.
So the other bands, Gasoline, Cowboy and Motorcade, are they on hold? Have they ceased?
They've both got albums underway, if not completed. I know Motorcade are sort of ready to mix their one. Gasoline Cowboy's album is actually mastered and ready to come out. So it's just it gets really interesting trying to get the time frame for three bands sorted, you know, for the next 6 months, like a plan. I've never really been much of a planner, but we're having to do it so we can give the Motts 100% for the period we need to for the release, and then everybody's got their other projects, but yeah, it seems to be working really well.
Because you all four of you write,
yeah,
some of the best bands ever have broken up over there being more than one person writing the tunes. How do you balance that?
I could say we thrive on it, you know. It's sort of competitive in a way, you know. Brothers are known for being competitive, and sort of I write a song and it'll trigger Eden to write a song, and then Will will add his two cents because he's really good at arranging, and Greg comes in with his bass line. So it's actually it's quite healthy, it seems, to have more than one songwriter.
Is there a danger, I mean, that you end up with a sort of a Ringo Starr in the band where you go, oh, we've got to give Ringo one song on the album.
Yeah.
It's going to be rubbish, we know it is. It's going to be Yellow Submarine or something like that, but we'll give it to him anyway.
Well, I guess Greg, the bass player, he'd be the Ringo, and he'd be proud to be the Ringo. He's not really a songwriter, but he adds so much just with his... He doesn't really know too much technical stuff about notes, so when he plays bass, it's something I'd never write, and it's just really cool. It really works, so...
Cool. Yeah, the name the Motts, nothing to do with the apple juice.
I've never heard of it.
Famous international brand of apple juice, apparently. I only know that myself because I was googling it. If you go to motts.co.nz, I think it is the is a good plug for Motts apple juice.
And it's nothing to do with some British motoring transport society either. That comes up in Google.
Is it? And what about the old men over 30?
That's quite good. Well, that would be true,
right?
Men over 30. I've never heard of that
one. Where does it come from, then?
It was a stupid little name that caught on that was short for mate. You know, g'day, Mott.
Right.
Hi, Mott. You're
right.
Rot Mott. And it just went on and on, sort of in-joke with the brothers and all our mates. And, yeah, I guess I coined it in Palmerston North, of all places, talking about, you know, when you get approached by sort of a munter after a gig late at night. Nothing against Palmy, it could be anywhere.
Could be Gore.
Yeah, you know when someone just goes, yeah, you're right, mate, and it just sounds like you're right, Mott, and it's got Mott, and it developed into a shtick, you know, with the bros.
Oh, well, it's a good... Yeah. So it's basically the mates, essentially.
Yeah, it's the mates. You know. It's all right.
Yeah. It's better than the Bros, I suppose.
It's better than... we were going to call ourselves the Mulhollands. just come on.
No, you did well.
I think so, hey.
Neil Finn donated some studio time, which, as well as being a pretty good endorsement, is pretty handy for a band who are doing it all themselves. Yeah. How did that come about?
Well, I met Neil, sort of... I've met him over the years many times, but with the Motts, he kind of... There was some demos floating around of our songs, sort of in a really rough form. But he obviously saw some potential in them and really liked it. And just one day we were in the studio and we're doing some work. I was doing some work and he said, look, if the Motts want to use some time in the studio to, because I know you're wanting to mix the album, you can do it here. He was just, he's really backed it. So it's been great. He's such a, because, you know, I respect his sort of opinion on songwriting and or whatever. And so he's picked up on something and let us go for it, which has just been amazing. Really cool.
How would you describe, I mean, the sound, the Motts? To people that might not have heard, you know, some people might listen to this radio show that haven't heard Motorcade before, they haven't, you know, haven't heard Gasoline Cowboy before.
It's not really like either of those bands. It's more, funnily enough, because one station in Auckland that picked up a song wouldn't play it because apparently it sounded like Motorcade. But that was a really weird scene. We don't know what happened there. We won't mention any names. But the sound, I guess some of it's rocky, you know, sort of straight ahead. But with some, I guess we try and use different arrangement ideas than the usual straight ahead pop song.
You're a four piece, is that
four
right?
Piece? Four, yeah. Piece.
But three brothers and the other one.
Yeah,
the other one.
He's going to end up being like the one from Bros that didn't, you know, yeah, that got kicked out in the end. Craig, I think his name was. Yeah.
who was that?
You know, Bros.
Bros, yeah.
Yeah, Luke and Matt Goss, and then there was that guy, Craig. Yeah, right. Anywho. Yeah.
I'm pretty amazed that you know that, actually.
It's an age thing, I think. You've drums, guitar, bass, singer or guitar?
Yeah, keys. Three singers. The three brothers sing. We haven't coaxed Greg into singing yet.
Some people have said that when brothers sing in harmony, it adds something which others singing in harmony doesn't have. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've had a couple of comments actually after shows because we sort of zone out and sing together and we just take it for granted. But I think something does happen. There's sort of, we were all born from one mother and so genetically speaking something in our vocal cords might be similar, like, honestly.
I mean, do you sort of sound the same?
Eden and I do. He's the other sort of main singer and we sometimes when I'm singing up real high in falsetto and he does it as well, it's like I can't tell who's who in the monitor speaker and so I go flat and I go, oh, that's me. It's quite
really,
difficult.
You can't hear your own
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's so similar sometimes.
Oh, that's really interesting. Oh, well, look, we really look forward to having a listen. We're going to play a song now. What would you like us to play?
Maybe the fourth track. It's called Halfway Through Making Myself Brand New.
And what's that about?
It's about change. Gradual change, yeah.
Excellent. Well, probably appropriate on the week after the election then.
God.
Thanks for your time, Joel.
Thank you.
That's all we've got time for today. If there's something you missed, check out publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
And I'm Hugh Hughes. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.
thighs, lots of honey and sugar.